The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With just under 2 weeks to go to polling day, political parties here will be selling their manifestos to voters to win them over. But do parties ever deliver on the promises they make before an election? Our chief reporter Barry White is with me now. Barry, you've been looking at Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil election manifestos from 2020 and in particular housing.
Hi Pat, good morning. So yeah, look, I think in the run-up to every general election in this country, there's a lot of auction politics. Big promises are made and then by the time the five-year cycle ends and another general election comes around, we forget the manifestos from the previous general election. So I thought it would be interesting to look at Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's manifestos from 2020 to see what they have delivered. And I've decided to look at housing in particular, Pat, because, well, it's the biggest issue for, I think, the majority of people in this country.
OK, now let's go to Fianna Fáil. What were they promising in 2020 when it comes to housing?
Well, firstly, Pat, the Fianna Fáil 2020 general election manifesto states that their central goal in government would be to build more homes to ensure people can own a roof over their heads and to tackle homelessness. They also said that they would increase housing supply to 200,000, including 50,000 new social homes and 50,000 new affordable homes, costing below a quarter of a million euro by 2025. Well, they also said their goals if elected to government included ending the rip-off rental market and ending long-term homelessness. And Pat, here's what the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin had to say about housing just days before the 2020 general election.
I mean, I'm hungry to get back into government to sort out the housing issue, to get local authority houses built, to get affordable houses built, to help people to be able to buy their houses again. It's unaffordable for most people. Rents are too high for too many people and homelessness is a scandal. It's gone up massively in the last 4 years. Fine Gael said they'd sorted 4 years ago. They haven't. We actually were building more houses between 2007 to 2010 than Fine Gael did from 2011 to 2018. That's a fact. We're doing an average of 4,800 a year during that period. And we and basically what people say to me is, people say, how come we did this when we were a poorer country? And we can't do it now? Homelessness can be solved, in my view.
They were building ghost estates too during the period before the crash. Micheál Martin anyway saying rents are too high, homelessness can be solved. What about Fine Gael? What were they saying in 2020?
So Pat, Fine Gael said that they believe that in the order of 35,000 to 40,000 new homes would be needed every year to meet demand, and they said they would work to achieve and maintain this level of home building up until the beginning of 2025. Fine Gael also stated that between 2020 and 2025 they would add at least a further 60,000 homes to the social housing stock. Regarding homelessness, they said it was having a devastating impact on families and individuals and that resolving this crisis was among the most important challenges facing our country, and Fine Gael was absolutely committed to doing so. And this is what the former leader of Fine Gael, Leo Varadkar, said about housing when he appeared in the hard shoulder with Ivan Yates here on News Talk at the end of January 2020.
We definitely haven't given up on trying to end homelessness or trying to improve and rectify the housing crisis. There has been real progress. You know, the year before I became Taoiseach, the year that Simon Coveney became housing minister, the year that we actually got control of the housing department was only 3 years ago, not 9 years ago. There were less than 10,000 new homes built in Ireland. Last year looks like it was around 21,500. That's not including student accommodation or any of that. So that's a more than double.
That's not enough.
I know it's not enough, but you can only ramp up housing supply at a realistic pace. And people can come with any figure of the number of houses they're going to promise. It can only be scaled up at a certain pace. It has doubled in the past 3 years in the period in which I've been Taoiseach. We can get to 40,000, which will be doubling it again, I believe, in 3 years. And it is starting to make a difference. You know, people can see now that house prices are levelling off.
Sounds like he's speaking from a crypt somewhere below Leinster House. Bizarre sound there. Anyway, that was Leo Varadkar. You've been looking at the housing figures, the homelessness figures and the rental market over the last 4.5 years. So do they come anywhere close to delivering on those promises?
Well, first, Pat, let's look at the number of new homes that have been built since January 2020. According to the Department of Housing, just over 125,000 new dwellings have been built in Ireland. Secondly, let's look at social housing. In that just over 125,000 figure, between January 2021 and up until the second quarter of this year, just over 26,000 new social homes have been built, while in the same period, almost 6,000 were bought for social housing and 8,000 are being leased. So a total of just over 40,000. Now, Pat, Fianna Fáil promised to build 200,000 new homes, including 50,000 new social houses during this period, while Fine Gael promised to build approximately 140,000 new homes and 60,000 new social homes.
They weren't that far off the mark then, given we haven't reached the end of the year yet in 2024. So 100 and...
Well, this figure includes up until the third quarter of this year as well.
And there'll be, they're telling us loads of houses will be finished by the end of the year. We shall see.
Their target for this year was 40,000. The reports today in the Daily Mail actually are that they're only going to reach 32,000. But yeah, look, Pat, they were, you're saying they're not far off the mark. They were still.
I'm saying 40,000 social homes.
But that's included in the 125,000 figure. So it's not 165,000, it's 125,000.
No, I'm saying 40,000 versus 40,000 target for Fine Gael. Of social homes, there's 40,114, including all the purchases and the leases and so on. So that's one target. It's not too far off the mark. Fianna Fáil a bit more off the mark. But both of them shy of what is required.
Shy of their targets, yeah. And look, they're making big promises again in their manifestos for 2024. Fianna Fáil are saying they're going to build 60,000 new homes a year, including 12,000 social housing units a year until 2030, while Fine Gael say they will build 300,000 homes, including 65,000 social homes between now and 2030. So they are making big promises again, Pat, but I think people are asking, can they deliver? And I spoke to these students at Inchicore College of Further Education, and they told me that housing and homelessness are the biggest issues for them before they vote on the 29th of November.
I've worked in town for like a long time, and homelessness is something that is like really big in town. It's just really bad. And then housing as well has just gotten worse as well for young adults and all. I know a couple of friends and their sisters and siblings and all who's trying to buy houses and have to move from Dublin, from out of like Dublin to like other counties and all, and then having to come travel into Dublin every morning, and then traffic's just being like just insane. Where's the houses for people to want to stay in Ireland? This is all going to move to Australia eventually, and they have no one here. Like people are 27 living at home.
How will it impact on who you vote for?
Like, more time I'm looking into like who to vote for, why to vote for them, because like everyone is promising like certain stuff, but we haven't gotten them. But like, more, we need less promises and more action.
I would say, especially for like college students and stuff, like it'd be hard getting accommodation and like just like thinking about their future and stuff. The likes of my friends in my college course, like they have to travel so far and wouldn't even consider renting because it's just extortionate prices.
Do young people like yourself see a future in Dublin, a future in Ireland, when you see how hard it is to get a house at the minute or even get somewhere to rent?
A lot of people that I know anyway want to definitely probably emigrate to the likes of Australia, where the cost of living is better and the wages are better and it's just a nicer life over there than what can be provided over here.
When you vote in the election in 2 weeks' time, is this going to impact on who you vote for?
Yeah, no, definitely 100%. I think, you know, they know no one really, young people are going to vote for them. Because it's like empty promises. Even one of the posters saying they're bringing a new energy, but where was that energy? Because they've been ruling our country for a long time now.
It's problems that we've been facing for quite a while now, and you know, you kind of want to believe what these different parties are saying, but it's like, it's whether you want to like fully believe that like they're going to do what they say they're going to do.
And when you hear political parties make these big promises that they're going to build X amount of houses, they're going to end homelessness, they're going to bring down rent. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to believe them?
It is kind of hard to believe them, because in terms of costing of housing and mortgages and stuff, I think it's like as time goes on, it kind of it gets slightly worse.
Okay, some students at Inchicore College
of Further Education.
Of Further Education, they're talking to Barry. Now, looking at rent, we know that rents have gone up, but how much have they gone up in 4.5 years?
Well, Pat, according to daft.ie, in June 2020, the average rent in Ireland was €1,402 per month, while the average rent in Dublin per month was €2,023. Now, the average rent nationally now has risen to €1,955. That's an almost 40% increase in almost 5 years. Well, the average rent in Dublin is now €2,476 a month. So that's a 22% increase. Now, this is despite both parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, saying in their January 2022 manifestos that they would tackle the rip-off rental market.
I mean, the devil is in the detail here, because you have the rent pressure zones, which means that the rent should only go up by 2% a year. But then you've got new rentals coming on, you know, some of these big blocks, modern blocks, by the vulture funds or whoever. And they can establish a brand new rent, and they tend to be very, very high. So even though the rent pressure zones are keeping conventional landlords down, these guys charge what they want and bring up the overall expectation.
Yeah, and I think
from landlords.
Certain people are lucky, Pat. I'm in a rent pressure zone. I've been in the same apartment now for 6 years.
2% every year.
2% every year. And we do get the 2% every year, but when you get it,
so that's 12%
you're fine with it. But you do look at other apartments. Say, if there's people move out of apartments in my block, I do look at them and I do check what the rent is, and I just look at it and go, God, we're actually lucky where we are.
Yeah, and then, of course, whether people are really doing up the place or really getting it for their families in order to jack up the rent, you know, get vacant possession and then jack up the rent. So there's a lot going on in that particular sector. Now, the third element is homelessness. How has that changed?
Well, Pat, 10,271 people were in homelessness at the beginning of 2020. This included over 3,500 children and over 1,600 families. Now, currently, there are 14,760 people in homelessness here. This is an increase of 44%, while there are now 4,561 children in homelessness. That's an increase of 28%. Over 2,100 families now in homelessness currently in the country, and that's an increase of 32%. And again, Pat, this is despite both parties saying in 2020 that they would tackle homelessness, and especially long-term homelessness. However, look, it must be pointed out that homelessness figures did drop dramatically during COVID, and they dropped as low as 8,700 in June 2020. And that was the lowest figure since 2017. I have been speaking to Mike Allen from Focus Ireland. He says the government has failed when it comes to homelessness. And he says there's no doubt that it has gotten worse.
Well, I mean, homelessness has gone up very rapidly, both for single people and for families over that period. And long-term homelessness has increased very significantly, both for families and for single people. So those are the facts. The circumstances in which they were working in, there were a number of unforeseen events and so on. But the facts are that homelessness has become far worse, and far more people are experiencing it for longer.
Have the government's parties failed then in the last almost 5 years when it comes to tackling homelessness?
Well, we strongly welcomed the government's commitment to the Lisbon Declaration to work to ending homelessness by 2030. But we were then very disappointed that they never set out a pathway to get there. And so there's absolutely no doubt that at a rhetorical level, or an area of hope, the minister and the government were hoping that and wanting homelessness to fall. But the reality is that they have not achieved that, and things are far, far worse. The problem in housing and homelessness is there's a huge tendency in manifestos and in policy to say what you want to happen. And so it's great to hear somebody say, we want rent to fall and we want homelessness to end. And don't dismiss that. That's important. But what we actually need to hear is, how you plan to do it? How do you analyse what you think is currently wrong, and what are you going to do to change it? And we're really not hearing clear statements of that, which would allow people to move beyond the sort of the auctioning of, I can do this, I can do that. Let's hear who actually has got the analysis and the plans to make the difference.
And that's Mike Allen there. Now, I'm sure Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would point to the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the reasons they didn't meet their housing targets as set out in the manifestos, because the building industry effectively stopped for a while. And also, there's something maybe none of them are mentioning, that migration inward by Ukrainians and by others has got to have an impact on the availability of housing.
Yeah, and look, Pat, I'm not sure what Fine Gael would say, because he didn't get back to me, but I'll get to the statement Fianna Fáil sent me shortly. But look, I think it also must be pointed out, Pat, that even though they didn't make their targets that they promised in 2020, the government didn't totally flop when it came to their housing targets. Fianna Fáil had pointed out that only an average of 10,000 homes a year were being built between 2011 and 2019. So house building has been ramped up dramatically since 2020. We're now building over 30,000 homes a year. Now, in that statement Fianna Fáil sent me, they said, to be fair to all political parties, the 2020 manifesto housing targets were set prior to the emergence of COVID-19. When Fianna Fáil came into government, we were still in the grips of a global pandemic, which saw several nationwide construction sites shut down across 2020 and 2021, essentially rendering pre-pandemic targets obsolete. Well, they also say, in addition to the impact of the pandemic, they've also managed to navigate the challenges associated with the war in Ukraine, double-digit inflation and major supply chain issues. Fianna Fáil also say they've exceeded every total annual target set out in Housing for All. The National Housing Plan, which was put in place in September 2021 after the pandemic. Now, Pat, if you're claiming to have exceeded all your housing targets and there's still a housing crisis, then maybe your targets are not high enough. And while COVID-19 had an impact on construction, I don't think it's really true to say it shut down the construction sector here, because the Irish government did, Pat. Indeed, Ireland was the only country in Europe to close the construction sector over the virus. Not one other European government made that choice. And even at the time, the Construction and Industry Federation was arguing that it made no sense to close down the sector. And Micheál Martin has subsequently said he regretted that the government shut down the construction sector during the pandemic. So look, big promises were made in 2020, Pat. They didn't make all of them, especially when it comes to homelessness and the promises made bringing down extortionate rents.
Barry White.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Thank you.